is CBS News on the Hour, sponsored by O'Reilly Auto Parts.
I'm Michael Toscano. With President Trump's signature on the Take It Down bill, it is now a federal crime to publish or threaten to publish intimate images without a person's consent, including AI-created deepfakes.
From the White House Rose Garden, President Trump signed the legislation.
Today, it's my honor to officially sign the Take It Down Act into law.
The First Lady called it a national victory.
That will help parents and families protect children from online exploitation.
The president said now anyone who distributes explicit images without the person's consent
will face up to 3 years in prison.
Stacey Lynn, CBS News, the White House.
President Trump says he believes Russia and Ukraine will immediately begin talks toward a ceasefire. Former CBS News Moscow bureau chief Beth Noble.
President Putin, for his part, said Russia was willing to propose and work with Ukraine on a memorandum outlining the framework for a possible future peace treaty. If these ceasefire negotiations really happen, it would be the furthest that a peace process for Ukraine has progressed in the more than 3 years since the war started.
A fourth inmate from the group of 10 who escaped from New Orleans' main jail Friday has now been captured. 21-year-old Gary C. Price is charged with first-degree murder, with six others remaining at large. State Police Superintendent Colonel Robert Hodges says,
"We hope in the coming days, if not the coming hours, that we have them all apprehended, but we need the public's help."
In St. Louis, a promise to do better after tornado sirens were not properly activated Friday, with an EF3 tornado on the way carrying 150-mile-per-hour winds. Mayor Kara Spencer says she takes full responsibility.
In those minutes between the warning and the time that we were experiencing a massive weather event, there was a failure, a human failure, a failure in protocol to get the sirens up and running, to let the community know that there was a massive weather event hitting our community.
Mayor Spencer says the city's firefighters will now activate tornado sirens. Friday's tornado is blamed for at least five deaths in the St. Louis area. Federal transportation safety officials are investigating the crash of a Mexican Navy ship into New York's Brooklyn Bridge Saturday night. The crash snapped the ship's masts and killed two people.
We understand that whatever happened went wrong relatively quickly. There's about a five-minute window from when the ship essentially backed out of its parking place at Pier 17, which is really very close to the Brooklyn Bridge. It had the assistance of a tugboat as it was backing out. As it entered into the channel, that's when something went wrong.
CBS's Chris Van Cleve. This is CBS News.
Think O'Reilly Auto Parts for all your car care needs. Get the parts and service you need fast from the professional parts people at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Military veterans and active duty service members, you could become a certified cyber warrior with just 12 weeks of training at My Computer Career. Cybersecurity specialists are in high demand, and IT pros with these skills often enjoy abundant opportunity and a great lifestyle. Protect our people, liberty, and treasured institutions from cyber threats. SkillBridge and other VA benefits are available to those who qualify. Learn more at mycomputercareer.edu/CWP. That's mycomputercareer.edu/CWP.
Shopping with your parents can be embarrassing.
Why would they sell jeans with holes in them? I'm going to speak to the manager.
Mom!
That hoodie is giving. You should get it. YOLO.
Thanks to the Chase mobile app, your kid can shop independently while you keep an eye on their spending. So you can go from,
we can be twinsies,
to,
how was shopping? Saw you stayed on budget.
Thanks, Mom.
Freedom for kids, control for parents. That's family banking from Chase.
Account subject to approval. Chase mobile app is available for select mobile devices. Message and data rates may apply. JPMorgan Chase Bank N.A., member FDIC.
The news about former President Biden's prostate cancer is focusing attention on the rising cases of that illness, as we hear from CBS News correspondent Michael George.
More than 313,000 new cases of prostate cancer will be diagnosed in the U.S. this year, and more than 35,000 men will die, according to the American Cancer Society. While aggressive, Biden's cancer appears to be hormone-sensitive. Some good news, according to Dr. Celine Gounder, CBS News medical contributor and editor-at-large for public health at KFF.
Testosterone fuels the growth of the prostate cancer. So if you can block the testosterone, you're blocking the growth, and that is a very good prognostic indicator.
Netflix is keeping Sesame Street alive with a new streaming deal. The kids show will remain on PBS at the same time, but new episodes will run on Netflix, PBS, and PBS Kids app all on the same day. Michael Toscano, CBS News.
WRJN weather.
I'm meteorologist Rodney Price. Showers, even a couple of rumbles of thunder in the overnight with a gusty east wind and morning lows in the lower 40s. Those shower and thunderstorm chances continue Tuesday. Some locally heavy rainfall, windy with highs near 50 degrees. Right now, it's 48.
Oh, Park to the Wind Point Lighthouse. Local news and timeless hits. WRJN.
Not sure if this is late night or early morning, but whatever you call it, we're still playing the timeless hits to get you to daylight. 1400 AM, 99.9 FM, and 89.1 FM. WRJN.
Wherever you are in Wisconsin, there's a free and confidential Aging and Disability Resource Center, ADRC, or Tribal Partner Agency. We're here for older adults, adults with disabilities, and your families. ADRCs are a bridge to support for benefits and financial assistance, transportation, in-home care, and more. Get to know your local ADRC and connect with resources today. Call toll-free 1-844-WIS-ADRC or go to findmyadrc.org. Paid for by the Wisconsin Department of Health Services.
We are the keepers of the wild. For more than 80 years, we've been committed to conserving the natural landscapes that define our nation. Nothing is more important than maintaining wild spaces for adventurers to explore and wildlife to thrive. We are America's hunters and target shooters. Together with firearm, ammunition, and archery manufacturers, we've supported the conservation of more than 36 million acres of American wildlands. For more information, visit OutdoorStewards.org.
Everyone looks forward to the weekend, and at WRJN, we're no different. Saturday morning features Rick Johnson with his Capsule Countdown. 10 songs with a common theme, counted down in rapid-fire fashion at 8:30 and 9:30. Terry Hovel with Rock and Roll Never Forgets from 10 to 2. And Sunday morning, Lou Regani features the music of the stars from 7 till noon. It's the perfect weekend soundtrack. WRJN.
WRJN.
Picture hanging on.
Starts the day at 6 with his guests from all over Racine, along with local, state, and national news, featuring Stuart J. Waddles, weekday mornings on WRJN.
Wounded Warrior Project has been there for me since that first day in the hospital. They got me out of the house, they got me connected with other veterans, and they helped me face my PTSD. They support me and my family at every turn. And now I'm helping other warriors realize that they're not alone.
Through our hands-on programs, supportive community, and ongoing advocacy, we help post-9/11 veterans realize what's possible. Learn more at woundedwarriorproject.org/possible.
think I'm gonna cry.
Jasmine in my mind. The message may not move. Scene. I think I could say something.